大家好，我是江家伟江弟兄，可以叫我 David。我是从台湾台北来，在台北在那个三会所，台北市三会三会所。然后我这次来是来出差，啊，我也住在这边住，现在算起来应该我住到九月底，到九月底才回去，所以这段时间可以跟弟兄姊妹同的相调。谢谢主，跟大家的聚在一起。
Amen. Praise Lord. Brother David Chang.Came from Taiwan for a business trip. He will stay here for until end of September. So we have a lot of opportunities to blend with our brother.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We also have a good announcement. Actually, we have additional members in the body.
Amen. And,
we have Sister Sun Sun.Was baptized into his name.
Amen.
So Amen. Please continue to pray for her. Also, may the Lord serve all gospel friends around us
and
make them functioning members in the church.
Amen. Oh, 感谢赞美主，在已过的星期五。啊，又一位啊，姊妹孙君姊妹，受浸归入主名 ，Amen。请继续为啊这个家啊孙君姊妹啊是这个胡伟弟兄的太太，所以弟兄姊妹，我们继续为这个家祷告，
啊，
愿这个家成为服事的家，愿这个家能够成为进攻用的肢体，啊，弟兄姊妹也继续的为我们周遭的福音朋友有祷告，啊，真是啊能够啊让他们不仅能够得救，还能够啊进到教会生活里面 ，Amen。
Second one is we have our young people just came back from Summer School of Truth. And today, we would like them to share their overflow enjoyment of Christ in the SSOT.
Amen. 感谢赞美主，我们青少年啊，两个星期前刚刚结束这个暑期真理学校，那我们等一下我们会有一段的时间留给青少年，还有家长、服侍者。我们一同有一个分享分享我们在这个训练中所得着的，感谢赞美主。
So after this announcement, we'll have an overflow session of the young for our young people, parents, and serving ones to share with us what they have enjoyed during the SST.
Amen.
SST. Third one is the starting from this week, we will begin to pursue a new book of Holy Word of Morning Revival.For those of you who did not have, who still do not have, maybe after the meeting, you can pick up and buy one for $5. Alternatively, you can actually order annual, just for the $50 per year.
Amen.
And that should, so that in the future you can just pick up a morning revival and not worry about
it. Amen. Right. So.If you want add to the standing order, then please come. Yeah, 这个晨兴圣言，这个如我们这一周开始，我们进入一本新的晨兴圣言。如果你没有还没有拿到这本晨兴圣言的欢迎你来购买，它是5块钱一本，或者我们可以加入基本订户，就是一年它会每一次会定期的发到你手里，所以应该是一年是应该是不到50块钱，
好像是30，
应该是35，应该是
35 is one just for the morning revival books, but if you want to have other spiritual books.Publications, then that's 50, I think. Because if just the morning revival, it should be 35.
对啊，如果仅仅是你订晨兴圣言的话，应该是35块钱一年啊。所以，如果要订的话，请跟这个 Stella 姊妹联系。Amen.
And then for the prayer meeting, we always our regular prayer meeting is every Tuesday this time.On August 23rd.
Amen.
The prayer meeting and service fellowship location will be announced through our church email. So if you're not part of the distribution list, please let Brother Dache knows your email address so he can add you into the distribution list.
Amen. 八月二十三号要来的周二，我们还是有教会的祷告聚会。那这次祷告聚会呢是我们会地点，我们会这个 email 通知。如果你还没有在教会的 email list 上的那你请你跟我联络我会把你加到这个电子邮件的这个发送的里面。Amen。那这次的要来的祷告聚会会在这个世元弟兄家。Amen。感谢赞美主。那我们通常祷告聚会会祷告聚会，然后呢祷告聚会之后我们会有简短的服事交通，所以请弟兄姊妹能够尽量的来参加这样的祷告聚会。Amen。
Then Labor Day, that's September 3rd. Mark your calendar, we'll have a long weekend. Our church will have a barbecue love feast in a Watchung reservation area. So please, if you know a friend or something, maybe start inviting them, and a follow-up map or direction will follow.
要来的九月三号就是劳工节的长周末呢，一个星期六，我们会有一个这个户外的烤肉和艾宴香条活动在这个 Watchung reservation。Amen。请弟兄姊妹把你的时间，星期六上午，请弟兄姊妹把你的时间固定下来。到时候这是一个非常好的香条机会。同时，如果你认识朋友们也欢迎他们一同来，一同有我们有这样的香条的活动。感谢赞美主。
Finally, with regards to our entrance to this facility every Lord's Day, Berkeley Heights YMCA will issue a facility access card to each one of us. So that means that if you're in the distribution list already, you are receiving a form that you need to fill up and bring it on that day, September 11th, with one of your identification with your photo. So then they can then take our picture and issue us with a badge so we can enter. They're changing their access with a swipe card rather than just simply signing in.
Amen. 再提醒弟兄姊妹，那这个 YMCA 呢，它九月十一号之后，它会改变它的我们进来的这个方式现在我们是签我们的名字，那到九月十一号以后呢，它会要求我们有一张这个 YMCA 的那这张卡呢，需要我们填一张表，然后呢，它照一张照片。就可以了，所以请弟兄姊妹在这之前呢能够把这张卡办好，应该是免费的。如果你已经有了 YMCA 的卡，那就不需要。好，感谢主。那我刚才看到这个孙军姊妹这个进来，感谢赞美主。那这个要不要介绍一下？
很多人已经认识了哈。那个我叫孙军。
Sister 孙军。
前天。刚才弟兄家受洗。
Last Friday, Amen. She was just baptized. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So, okay, so we'll have the young people start. You have about, I guess, 2 minutes each.
Amen.
感谢赞美主。我在这个 Berkeley Heights 有它的扩展，盼望弟兄姊妹继续为这个福音而祷告。
Please pray for the gospel。
你要看过去的一年主实在是答应了我们的在他面前的祷告。
The Lord answered our prayer last year。
我盼望弟兄姊妹继续为这个福音而祷告。
I hope we continue to pray for the gospel.
今天我们讲我们这个神心的负担就是说主的话的扩增
Amen. Today our burden is the increase of Christ. And
福音就是主的话的扩增。
Gospel is the expansion of God's word. God's word.
就是要把我们就是要基督分赐到人的里面。
Our burden is to dispense Christ into the people.
首先呢，让基督要在我们里面有扩增。
Amen.
First, we have to let the Christ increase in ourselves.
Amen.
然后呢，我们所传讲主所给我们所看见的。
Amen.
Then we will preach what we see.
Amen.
然后看到这个很多今天啊，我们这个很多台湾的弟兄姊妹啊，这个来到这里啊。
So Brother John's here.
Amen.
和我们一同相调。
We have a wonderful blending.
Amen.
主就是生命。
Amen. Lord is life.
他生命就是生命的这个水流。
Amen.
His life is the flow of water.
因为我们在台湾，在 Peace Gathering， 在世界各地，我们都在一个身体里面。
Amen.
Wherever we are in the one body.
Amen.
啊，我还有一件事情一个负担，就是9月4号。那个主日我们要回到 Peace Gathering 聚会。
September the 4th, that Lord's Day, we're going to go back to church in Piscataway and meet there.
Yeah, 我们和那里的弟兄姊妹要有一个相调。
We will blend with the saints over there.
我们不仅仅是单独的在这里。
We're not here alone.
我们是在主的身体里面。
Amen.
The body, one body of Christ.
我们以后啊，不仅仅到 Peace Gathering， 我们还去啊更多的相调。
In the future, we are going to blend not only in Peace Gathering, but also in elsewhere.
Yeah.
We need to see the body of the riches of body's Christ.
So we also need to see the body of Christ. So we also need to see the body of Christ.
We widen our vision in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
我们一起见证这个基督的身体是宇宙的身体。
Amen.
不管我们是在台湾在这里，我们交通的都是这一位主。
Amen.
我们所见证的都是这位主。
Amen.
主耶稣啊，所以很喜乐能够跟弟兄姊妹能够在这里调在一起。
好的，
感谢主。
看到你们啊，那个经常来访问这个世娟。你访问信心就访问我们了。我们在一个身体里面。
Amen.
我现在没有。好 ，the rest of time we give it to young people.
Amen.
Young people have a great time in the KBP, KBCC.
Amen.
Two minutes, one person. Okay. 2 minutes.
They want to start with a hymn first.
Maybe we start with simple ones, parents.Oh, no, but maybe you guys start. Right. What about you guys stand up? Stand up.
Okay. I want to sing.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, just stand up. Stand up.
I'll sing the church.
Yeah, let me go grab my guitar. Yeah.
Oh.
I need help.
You guys want to stay together? Stay together. Maybe you give your... Take the table.
So while we were at KBCC, we had a song booklet, and there were 41 hymns. So we're going to present hymn 40 today, which is for her. And it's about the church.
Amen.
Okay. So let's take this out. Don't you wanna Before we go into sharing, just real quick, for the Chinese saints.
Can you stand over there so
everyone can see? Yeah. So just for the Chinese saints, I think the chorus is really important. Because this song is about the church, so I'm going to speak a little to Chinese saints.
Okay.
And hopefully someone, I don't know, if I missed something, help me out. So
we have translation.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll be fine. Yeah. So the chorus, it was for her, the church is brought. How about let's all say it together?
Amen.
It was for her, the church is brought. It was for her, willingly he died. She is the joy deep in his heart. His masterpiece, his counterpart.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, the church has been the Lord's heart's desire ever since eternity past.
Amen.
And I guess, well, as we share, I guess you'll see, hopefully you'll see more and more of the church.
Amen.
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 Amen. So should we start sharing?
Start sharing. And maybe sisters first.
Yeah, whenever you share, you can stand so everyone can see you.
So this year, the topic was the two spirits.
Amen.
And lesson 22, I really enjoyed lesson 22, that we not only have the triune God, but we are also tripartite. We have the body, the soul, and the spirit.
Amen.
The body is our physical body, right?
Amen.
Our soul is our mind, emotion, and will. And our spirit is the deepest part of our being, right?
Amen.
Where we can actually touch God. And in Romans 8:1-11, we see that the triune God went through a process and became the life-giving spirit, right?
Amen.
In verse 11, Paul says, "To his spirit who indwells in you." So praise the Lord that this spirit can now indwell in us, right?
Amen.
But this imparting of life is not only to our spirit, but also needs to impart into our soul and our body. You know, oftentimes we're like, we must deny our soul life, we must deny our soul life. And yes, we do have to deny our soul life, but we can't deny the function of our soul. Because the function of our soul is actually really important, because it's used to express God, right?
Amen.
And basically in Romans 8:6 it says, "For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace."
Amen.
Right? The mind is actually the leading part of our soul. So once our spirit receives the life, right, our mind will also receive the life, and then our soul will become the life.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed how the Bible shows us this through the story of Jesus Christ and how he lived a life of denying his soul. And like, he was also human, like all of us, right? But he chose to live another life. And through Christ's suffering, it should be a model for us to follow in his steps. And the third aspect is life imparted into our holy spirit. And once this life is imparted in our spirit and our soul, right, it will go into our bodies. And basically this indwelling spirit, right, will saturate our dying and mortal bodies and heal us with divine life. But I really appreciated that, like, the triune God and how we are tripartite is not a coincidence. We're actually made for to be grafted to the Lord, right?
Amen.
And so that the two spirits, his spirit and our spirit, can be made one.
Amen.
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 This year the topic is just there, but we have some extra message. The extra message is about the Lord's second coming. And I enjoy that because the Lord is coming to come at our generation.
Amen.
And I used to be so scared about it because I know that I'm not ready for it. But the Lord wants us to be ready. And He needs us to be ready.
Amen.
He has provided everything for us to be ready.
Amen.
He has just blood of Christ, the Word of God, the Spirit, and the Church.
Amen.
We just have to pray to the Spirit and experience the Spirit for building up the Church.
Amen.
Also, place your God, the Lord of our first love.
Amen.
To be ready for it.
Amen.
I really touched by the story of Gideon and Samba. I don't want to say English, but I'll speak in Chinese. Gideon gave me a heart to get down at 32,000人，然后就是耶和华只要300个人，他觉得他就打发2万2千个人走。然后剩下的1万个人呢，结束就如结束。耶和华就用喝水的方式来考验他们，然后其中有300个人，他们是用手捧着水喝，然后其他9700个人，他们是跪在地上，然后头埋进去喝，然后结束只要耶和华只要那300个人，因为他们就是那个得胜者。因为他们可以为了神的定旨牺牲他们自己的权益的享受，然后因为当敌人来的时候，那些用手捧起来的他们可以就逃走，可是剩下的人就是可能就马上就会被敌人杀了，在他们死以后就不能为主所用。所以我讲完英文。But I have wasted so much time on worldly things. I need to redeem my time. It's never too late to prepare right now.
Amen.
Be the wise one that He will take when He comes. If He be His bride to come to His feet, let us not be left outside of this. You are one who brings this time.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, Zion. Zion, you're next. You're next. Yeah.
When I come back from SSRC, I did not change at all. But I really enjoy, we need to have a good conscience so we can contact God. Like the brother saying, if we don't have a good conscience, we can't use the other part of our spirit. So I need to confess to the Lord that I can have a good conscience and pray to the Lord to not play too much video game at home. Amen.
Amen.
Mike. Say your name first.
Yeah. So I'm Tokyo.
Which grade?
Eighth grade.
Okay.
So I really enjoyed from SSOT that we should deny ourselves and turn to our spirit.
Amen.
And when we deny ourselves, we're not like denying the function of the soul, we're just denying the life of the soul. Mm-hmm. We should let our spirit direct our heart and our soul.
Amen.
And I also enjoyed that when Brother shared there that none of us are too young to share.
Amen.
We all have an equal part.
Amen.
Just like calling out a song or a verse is really important.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
All the young people have to speak louder because the translation.
Amen.
I'll start off with a verse. Ephesians 5:18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled with the Spirit. In spirit.
Amen.
So to be filled with the Spirit, there's two aspects of filling. One is essential, which is the inward filling, and one is the economical, which is outward. So in the Bible, there's an example of being filled with the Spirit. So during the Pentecost, they were all sitting in a house, and a violent wind filled the house, which is the essential filling. Right? And then so, and during this, the people inside the house, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with different tongues. This is the outward flowing of God, which is the economical filling. Right? So there are ways to be filled, and one of them is through confession. So if you have so much sin in yourself, there is no room to be filled with the Spirit, right?
Amen.
So you have to confess your sins to make room for the Spirit. And that is so you can receive it inwardly. And outwardly, you have to speak the word. So it's the outward flowing of God. And then, so being filled is just one aspect. But how do you be filled? You have to exercise your Spirit. So the exercise of the Spirit is basically like exercising any body part. You have to use it.
Amen.
Right. So, I mean, if you don't use your legs, you can't really walk. So to exercise your Spirit, you first need to take care of your conscience. You know, like being filled with the Spirit, you have to clear yourself of sin. And also, you have to unceasingly pray. Right? You have to pray in every situation, no matter if it's good or bad. And also, you have to read the Word, but not necessarily just reading the Word like a book. But you have to pray reading the Word, so you can really understand it. And you have to not only go to the meetings, but you have to participate in the meetings. You know, like in any, say soccer. If you go in a match and you don't get the ball, you don't do anything to help the team, right? And to participate in the meetings is to minister Christ into others.
Okay.
And then that's how you exercise your Spirit and fill others with the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Joseph.
So I enjoyed lesson 12, exercising our spirit and walking according to spirit. And it says, in order to be able to exercise our spirit, it is vital to take care of our conscience. So whenever we want to exercise our spirit, we need to confess our sins first, because if we're like spirit is full of sin, then there is no way to contact the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:16, but whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And so when we confess our sins, we will have a clear connection with the Lord.
Amen.
And also we need to start to exercise our spirit by praying, because to pray is something in the Spirit.
Amen.
So Paul charged in his books that we need to pray without ceasing. And he implies that that unceasing prayer is like breathing. And the way we can do this is simple. Just call on the Lord. And we need to see that it is crucial to exercise our spirit in the meetings, because sometimes when we come to the meetings, we aren't in the Spirit. And that can sort of make the meeting boring for us. So if we exercise our spirit, then we can, you know, really enjoy what, like, the brothers have shared. And also, it's really important to exercise your spirit every day, because if we don't do it, then all the worldly things will pile up, and as each day goes by, it's going to be harder for us to turn back to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Message that I really enjoyed this summer school trip was about denying our soul and turning to the Spirit.
Amen.
Now, the reason that I enjoyed this message so much was because oftentimes I'm usually living by my soul light and not in my spirit. Like when I annoy my brother, or when I play video games, or extended amounts of time.
So during this message, they told everyone that in order to deny our soul life, we have to turn to our spirit.
Amen.
So our soul life has a mind of its own. We want to do our own things. Like we might be very tired in the morning, but we don't want to come. So we don't want to come to church. But because the Lord Jesus Christ came on earth as a man and went through a process, we now have His life inside of us.
Amen.
This means that we don't have to live by our soul life, but we can live by God's life.
Amen.
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 So I'd like to start out with a verse. If you know it, stand up and recite it with me. So
Amen.
Zechariah 12:1. Amen. Amen. Sean, Peter, Joseph, you gotta stand up. The burden of
the word of Jehovah
concerning Israel.
Thus declares Jehovah,
who stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth and forms the spirit of man within it. So if you paid attention, the spirit of man is compared to the heavens and the foundations of the earth.
Right.
Such important things, the heavens, foundations. But did you realize that your spirit is ranked with these things?
Amen.
So that was a really important point. The brother asked us, do you admire and appreciate the spirit?
Amen.
Like, we all have a spirit, but do we admire and appreciate it every day?
Amen.
Wow. And then I was like, Lord Jesus, I have to admire and appreciate the spirit.
Amen.
And guess what? We don't just have a spirit. We have a sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen.
So it's not just seven spirits. It's actually not seven spirits. It's one spirit, but seven times.
Amen.
Because the world is seven times stronger.
Amen.
So we need something to counter that. We have a sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen.
And there's a need for intensification right now. You know, we're living in today's age, and it's eviler than the last age or any past time. So we need the sevenfold intensified spirit. And guess what? As soon as I got home, oh Lord, I didn't feel the sevenfold intensified spirit. I was met with homework, you know? That's horrible. And then homework is so boring, you know? You just keep reading the textbook. After a while, you go on the internet for a little bit, and then you see Joseph playing video games, so you kind of play a little bit of games there. And then you realize that, like, 6 o'clock after eating dinner, where did all my time go? And you know, the world has taken your time away. It's eaten that time away. So if you want to know what the world is, just think about what eats your time. But there's a counter to that. Christ gave us the Word, and that if you read the Word, the Bible, every day, you get washed by the Word. So every morning, I kind of had this habit of reading just one chapter. And if you read that one chapter, it keeps you from distractions for the whole day. And there's actually 3 more gifts that the Lord gave us. And that's the blood, the spirit, and the church. And the word's the 4th one. And, oh Lord, the blood, the precious blood. Every time we sin, we can come to the blood and it washes us. And the spirit was this year's topic. We have 6 topics for Summer School of Truth. I started with life. Then it was church, Bible, salvation, triune God. And this year's spirit.
Amen.
Thank, praise the Lord for the spirit, the 2 spirits. But we're actually mingled with the Lord, right? That's our goal. We want our spirit, we want to be mingled with the Lord.
Amen.
But realize that the spirit, the most important part of the spirit is the conscience. If you don't have a clear conscience, none of the other parts work. So, oh Lord, we really need to confess any sin that blocks us. Kind of like a clogged artery. If there's like a buildup of oil, the blood can't get through, and you can't contact the Lord that way. So you need to clear all that plaque from your spirit. Oh, and then it can't just be our spirit that's going to the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, he who is joined to the Lord is
one spirit.
Amen. One spirit. But it's not his spirit who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. It's he. It's the whole being. Your body, soul, and spirit must be joined with the Lord.
Amen.
And wow. Like, and then connection with the church. We need to be active in the church. And we can't do it out of ourselves. Usually I'm a really quiet person. I would rather sit there and just listen through the whole meeting. I really don't like getting up here. But if you're in the spirit, you can be active.
Yeah.
And then service. Don't just think that service is food or children's service. But service needs to be out of love, not duty. Service, you should be ministering Christ to others. Did you know that if you come to the meeting and participate, that's a service? Because you're ministering Christ to others. And then if you share three sentences in Chinese, in English, whatever, that's ministering Christ to others. And that's what I was really impressed with. And then, oh, I'm running up way past time. But sorry, amen. Since we didn't get to share yesterday's YP meeting, I have a little bit more that I want to fellowship with that. So we always have this problem of after the summer school, how does this become practical? We say that we're on a spiritual high. How do we keep this spiritual high? Well, to be practical, we heard all the messages. What now? But Lord, I just want to give an example. Like when I said that when I got home, there was a lot of homework. So I have a pile of textbooks on my right, and then this kid sitting on my left that just doesn't stop watching YouTube. So what do? I tell him, deny your soul. And what does he tell me?
Amen, brother.
But he's playing video games still. So what do? Oh, Lord Jesus. If you call enough time, you won't be let down. And you lead him to call, oh, Lord Jesus. That's even better. Because both people get saved. And you know, sometimes I'm reading the textbook. I really don't like reading. I just can't sit still and read. If you call Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, it gets you through three more sentences. If you do that enough times, you can go through the whole chapter. But anyways, read the Bible in the morning, personal time. I feel that if I don't do that, I get distracted more easily the rest of the day. And then call companions the afternoon. So what do you do in the morning, Sean?
Personal time,
amen. What do you do in the afternoon, Peter? Companion time, yes, amen. And then you also have services throughout the week. Prepare for YP meeting, children's service, overflow. There's a lot. And don't forget the Lord's coming back. So don't waste any more time. Right, Joseph? Lord's coming back. Amen. And yes, that's what I need.
Amen.
Joseph? Amen. So anyway,
I just feel this year that we are so blessed. We have 7 young people that they were able to go there full time, and I saw some other localities. Some young people, they come and they leave and stuff. But I feel the Lord has really blessed us.
Amen.
And so, you know, we encourage the young people and your parents that when you plan your vacation, your summer activities, and leave that time open. Next year is August 3rd to the 13th. So, praise the Lord. And I'm sure there's a lot of serving when the parents went, so you guys can share if you want. But I really touched that, you know, the two spirits within us. Today, Austin shared, the world is downward trend 7 times or even more times. But praise the Lord, right? We see really there's no hope in this world, in God's eyes. But praise the Lord, we have the 7 whole intensified spirit within us. Amen. So we just need to turn to the spirit, enjoy the spirit.
Amen. 你去过的 sermon parents 都可以 sharing a little bit.
Firstly, we should thank God, the church, and the saints for arranging such a very great conference for young people. Not only for young people, but also for adult parents. Yeah. I just attended a meeting for the last 4 days, but that time was wonderful.
Yeah.
This is my first time I stay with young people together. This is corporate government living. You know, we live together, we eat, we sing, we study. We pray with, we fellowship, we even sleep. So we just follow regular, the schedule. Very good.
and the Dharma, we get up very early, 6, and then after we have 6:30 after serving one meeting, two times serving meeting, and two times cabin time meeting. Right, the morning from the begin the 7 o'clock. And also, and cabin time is before the sleeping. Wonderful. I just enjoy the time there. And the first night is quite difficult for me because I just consider I don't have a very good sleeping that night. So I ask them, if I cannot sleep well, maybe I should go back. And travel back and forth. But God's mercy. You have let me sleep very well. Amen. Even Amen. Very hard, no air conditioning in the time. So the 4 days just passed very fast. Enjoy. And during the trip back, on the way back to the home, I said, maybe next summer we should attend full. So now I encourage all the parents to go. Even 2 days, 3 days, the best is the full time.
Amen.
Wonderful. I just appreciate have a time with the young people. Also, I just follow the pattern, the young people. You know, they just memorize verses. Oh, so I memorize also from lesson one, message one to message 15. And also I plan maybe I should get into the verses and also the outline with accent design. Can we go together the problem? And also maybe I'm back to Taiwan, I should just have time with my students to go through the two spirit. Wonderful, because the brother said out of the spirit, there is no church. The spirit just for the church, the building of church. And also, Brother Ricky said, we have four keys. The pressure bra. Also, the pressure bra also for a church. The word also for a church. The spirit, especially for a spirit. Focus on God's purpose, the church. So all we together in the church life, just live up to Christ for the building of the church.
Amen.
It's more important. So it's God's mercy. Let me have time with the young people.
Amen.
Maybe I can next summer, I should say, we go again. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Encourage all of you.
Amen.
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 感谢主哈。 刚开始姊妹们鼓励我去参加这个SST 的时候，其实我是蛮忧虑的，因为我想说我跟他们语言不通，不知道怎么服侍他们，鸡头到时候不知道怎么讲。 但是感谢主啊，我们还是愿意在身体里面有份这样子的交通，所以我们就放胆去了，因为去了后面4天。那我去的目的跟动机其实不是为我自己，我就想说，我很在乎我小孩的属灵情形，所以其实我都是去帮他们听的，因为就怕他们有漏听到什么，没来好跟他们继续讲。但没想到最后一天信息他。 那弟兄讲到，就已经是15堂课完了。他最后一边是一个特殊的交通，他的主题就是 How to go on after the summer school of truth， 就是说，真理学校完了之后，你们如何的继续往前？但这其实还不是真正的主题。弟兄真正的负担就是说，下面这一句话，他说 ，Preparing for the Lord， coming through the experience of the blood， the word， the spirit， and the church。 那这4点，刚才弟兄讲了，我就不重复。那我为什么 开始讲到说那个动机我不是为我自己，但是在这篇信息之后我就发现主是在对我说话，因为弟兄开宗明义就讲到说在启示录二十二章七节十二节二十节主都说到我必快来 I come quickly、
yes.
我必快来、
Amen.
我必快来，大家都说很重要，所以要说三次，对，所以主知道很重要，主说了三次。然后呢，这位爱主的圣徒他如何回答主？他说 Amen 主啊，愿你快来。但其实从我信主到现在，我最怕的就是主来，因为我觉得我都还没准备好。因为但是呢，看见这个世代，看见主来的脚步的确是近。然后第二个摸着弟兄讲，那既然主这么重要，主说他必快来，为什么已经两千年了，主还没有来？
是。
那其实主在等待的是什么？等待就是一个心腹的整齐，建造的教会。那这是别人的事吗？不是，是我们每一个得救人的事情。然后在挪亚那个世代呢，建造方舟的就是挪亚一家八个人。但今天呢，主在这里，他说，地主所等的不是等到我们所有大家哦，大家都成熟，不是，他是要上，只要有一些，也就那个一些得胜者，主就回来了。那现在就是那些上，我们愿不愿意有份其中的一个？哇，我觉得那信息就对我来讲真的是一个很提醒。我会发现我的目标不应该只是渴望我的小孩说或我们教会下一代成为得胜者，我们应该也有一个渴慕说主啊，我也愿意成为得胜者，即使我时间已经过了很多，但我愿意能够赎回光阴。所以真的是很感谢主，也谢谢这个教会弟兄姊妹这样子的为主下一代哦，这样摆上他们自己。我们只去四天，但是在那里有50几位的弟兄姊妹是全程从第一天到十一天全部都住在那里，就为着我们的孩子，为着教会下一代，他们在那里把他们自己全然摆上，真的感谢主。
这是我蛮好的，我去接他的时候，然后就圣经上这个经节就一直在我脑海里，我念一下，就是路加福音二章五十二节，耶稣在智慧和身量并在神与人面前所显明的恩典上都不断的增长着。他走的时候呢，首先身量上我回来就特别有感触，走的时候没有我高，回来的时候和我一样高了，然后呢，他走回来的时候呢，他就一路上就给我们讲了这个他所学到的信息，然后他不断的唱那首歌，然后回到家里也是一直给我们放，妈妈我要放给我听，然后我就觉得特别特别的，你知道那种感动哈。然后他就跟我讲，他说妈妈我想学怎么，他就看弟兄们那个背那个吉他，然后说我要在钢琴上这样子要练这种曲子。哎，更重要的是说，像那个弟兄的见证是他之前的就是说暑假嘛，放假了，我就想小孩子放假了放松一下也无所谓，所以他就玩一会儿 video game。但是你知道实际上越玩越多哈，我其实也有感触到，但是回来的时候他就跟我讲突然就是洗漱完了突然就跟我讲，他妈妈我不再玩 video game 了。哦，你知道父母的那个心哈，然后真的是这样子。然后他这回来这一个星期，然后我每天我去上班了回来看到那个桌子上总是摆着圣经，你知道他在哪翻啊，那厚厚的那本圣经啊，哇，每天带着那本圣经啊，我都觉得说感谢主。然后小孩的时候我也给弟兄姐妹做见证，我说其实我们把孩子放到组里，父母是真的很安心，因为我们家就这一个孩子，所以他走了那十天我觉得心里空落落的。但是呢弟兄姐妹们，就你知道吗，是你要放到别的地方去连一个电话也没法打吗，也没有，然后你会那种感觉。后来我先生出去散步，我说你担心他吗，我说我好像也没有哈，是因为我看到姐妹们给我发到他的图片，而且我们是把他交托在主里，有这么多弟兄姐妹还有弟兄们的照顾，我觉得我们是心里是很稳妥的。所以感谢主，我就给姐妹做见证，是一定要把孩子领到主里。
感谢主，我记得我也有负担交通一下。那我比较感觉比较深的就是我们去的那天是星期三，那弟兄那天晚上就讲到交通到主的再来，他有一个预讲，这个为什么说主的再来，就是看到这个当今世界上，这个刚刚姊妹提到这个日风叫什么世风日下，啊世风日下，这是一个 sign， 啊一个 sign， 主会再来。那弟兄为什么？弟兄花那么多时间哈，那么多精力，啊，很大精力的，三四百位青少年，这些小孩不容易管的，你一个就很难管，三四百位放在一起，你怎么去管啊？而且都像他们这么大的啊，你说放到外面你怎么管吧？不容易的，对吧？就是花了很多 effort 在上面，无论是人力还是物质还是怎么样，啊。都是很大的 effort， 那为什么要这样去做这件事情？为什么要这样？我看弟兄们就很清楚啊，要保守我们的青少年，保守我们的青少年，啊，不要被这个世界所霸占，啊，做一个得胜者，啊，迎接主的再来。刚刚教弟兄们交通啊，刚刚那小朋友们交通啊，我最摸着的一句话，他们讲的很多，每个人都提了，啊，就是 conscience。Conscience， 就是保守我们的良心，啊，保守我们良心，这个是一个很重要的啊，极其重要的一个。如果我们的良心不对啊，主的话对你没有用，你是在外面的，啊，他说良心就像这个，我们良心不对了，就像船破了一个洞，啊，破了一个洞 ，hold 不住，啊 ，hold 不住。所以那个保罗在《使徒行传》24章那里讲的，他说啊，我要操练自己 ，exercise yourself。什么 ？Keep， 我要对着神，对着人啊，要长存无愧的良心，啊，对神对人都长存无愧的良心，啊，非常好 ，Exercise your spirit， right？ 啊，我刚刚看到了青少年马上就应用了，对吧？这个良心为什么 ？Play game， 还是要 play 啊？但是 play 一会儿，我觉得良心有 something， 我觉得 something wrong， right？Something wrong, right? 或者说我对父母讲话 ，something wrong， 他会 repent, right? 或者我对人来讲，哎，这个就是一个很好的开始，啊，我们怕我们这个这样的操练啊，啊，使我们的青少年啊能保守，不仅仅将就是十天的在一起啊，十天的在一起，啊，我们是更重要的是在回来以后，啊，回来以后啊，青少年，啊。我们需要跟父母们一起操练，啊，一起这个 exercise your spirit， 啊，对神对人，我不强求你操练其他事情，啊，要对人对神啊长存无愧的，就操练这一点，啊，就操练这一点，啊，这一点操练好了，你什么都好了，啊，你什么都好了，啊，感谢和赞美主啊，啊，非常这个 appreciate 这个，特别是明慧和这个妹今天不在哈。他们的孩子都长大了，都 不在家了，哎，他们花时间，啊，陪我们的青少年，啊，非常的非常的感谢主，啊，弟兄姊妹看重我们的青少年，我们自己要更要看重保守我们的器皿，啊，我们青少年是神兽，它是一个器皿啊，我看我们这个器皿从小啊就是正正的，啊，不是邪的，啊，要正的，对神对人啊长存无愧的良心 ，Amen。
I have a lot of points that I don't want to repeat because you also sense that we are in fellowship. But last night we had a wonderful love feast and overflow. So this is the first time I have this kind of meeting. Instead of letting the young people overflow, the young people spend 5 minutes with their parents to share what they touched, the points. So then the parents just representing their kids to share the overflow their touch points. So I think that the practice is really tell us how to be function as a parent, qualified parents. I was thinking like in the last, I hear Brother Ricky several times when I went to pick a Connie and Peter. So I think I always got the points, Brother said, I know the spirit that is burning in your heart. But when you come back, can you keep the spirit burning for at least 2 weeks or 3 weeks or continue? I think that's a point that even Austin, I think the most young people, they mention. And as a parent, at least as me, is not qualified because I expect I send them to the camp. So when they come back, they all need to become role model. So when I see Peter playing the game, I'm trying to pray with him, I'm just blaming. I say, okay, back to normal. Right? So I guess most of parents might have the same situation. It is, you got upset again because it looks like after 2 weeks, everything back to normal. So as a parent, so we need to know. I know that a lot of parents, if they go to soccer, okay, I'm just the driver. Send them, I don't really care how the soccer going. So sometimes even the spiritual life is, okay, I do my job. I'm faithfully send them to the Saturday meeting every week. You know, I try to let them go to all kind of YP training, everything. But it seems has nothing to do with me. Actually, so I learned for myself is we need to be involved. The kids need to grow in the spirit, and we need to grow with them together. So I think they will have a spiritual group of companion, but the parents is also their companion too. So no matter how busy we are, we always need to pray with them every day. Try to fellowship with them every day. Because I served in the 11th grade. In the beginning, they feel like I'm the serving one. I don't want to talk to you. I feel like isolated. Then I start to talk to them. I try to be a part of them. And we try to intimidate them. And they're close to me. They start to fellowship a lot of difficulty they face. So I think we need to do the same thing to our kids. Not standing very high to talk to your kids. We are brother, sister, to fellowship with each other. To understand their difficulty, to pray with them. So I think the mission, the strength is very important to solidly build it in them. So when they can go to college, they can, you know, still keep on this road, not just distracted. I just, to me, it reminds me, as a parent, you need to grow with the kids together. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, I share the same burden as sister and all the brothers. We need to grow together with our children or young people.
Amen.
Because I had a feeling that the last training is not only for the young people, mm-hmm. but also for us. I was very touched by the messages, and I was very touched by the corporate Godman living.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Although it's very hot, it's very crowded, but we had a wonderful opportunity to spend quality time with all the young people. We sleep together, and we read the Bible together, and we have group time together. That's wonderful. Although outwardly, I'm very tired, but inwardly, I'm strengthened. That's the work of the Spirit.
Amen.
Of the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
God is dispensing life into us.
Amen.
So that's wonderful. So that's why I want to encourage every one of us, all the parents, even if your children is not at the young people's age, I encourage you next time, next summer, go together with us. Or you can bring your children with you. Give them a foretaste of the meeting. It's wonderful experience.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, initially I feel, you know, I have to go, right? Because I have so many young people. But when I went, there's really a need for the serving ones.
Amen.
I was assigned to a group of ninth graders, boys, right? And there's two teaching assistants who are college students. And I had a feeling they really need us, need the parents to be with them. Although, you know, they can serve, they can function, if they can lead the ninth graders for the group time, for the fellowship and sharing, but they do need the parents. We as parents, be with them. Be there, we can strengthen them. Although we don't have to talk much, right? Sister Lan shared. but they do need us. They, they appreciate our presence. So, and also I feel, you know, I got a lot from the training and from our interaction with all those young people. And I even encouraged by the young sermon ones. They are college students. Some of them just entering the college. But I feel their spirit.
Amen.
I feel their zeal. They want to serve. They want to serve. They have the burden to the young people.
Amen.
I, at the time, I hoped, yeah, one day my son can do the same thing.
Amen.
But that's achievable. As long as he went to the training and we live a government living afterwards as a family, we can achieve that.
Amen.
Amen. So the training ended, but the government living will continue.
Amen. Amen.
As a parent, we want to grow with our children together. Grow with our young people. We cannot say, okay, we just send them to the meeting. Right? We need to live a way that together with them.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's be encouraged. We all need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Not only in the meeting, but also back to our family. Right? In our daily life, in our interaction with our kids. Don't always criticize them. Right? Encourage them. And we grow together. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I've been really blessed this summer because I found an internship and I was really busy but really sad that I couldn't participate in the full SSOT. When I think back, I've participated all 6 years and went through the whole cycle of SSOT. And thinking back, those six summers were like really the best summers of my life because you really build companionship with the saints. And those companions really keep you. So I drove back like 1.5 hours back home, and then the next morning I had to wake up at like 5 a.m. to go to New York for Summer School of Truth. But usually I probably wouldn't wake up that early. My natural self, being that tired, I probably would have slept till like 1 p.m. But somehow I ended up waking up on my own and going to SSOT. So I had two things impressed me upon arriving to KPBC. One was, wow, everyone, I don't know anyone there. Everybody's really young. I'm so old. Because I spent 6 years in SSOT and then 1 year as a TA. And now I'm like, I turned 19, I'm going to turn 20. I'm just going to keep getting older. I had an identity crisis upon like taking my first steps out of the car. But then the second thing I was really impressed with was like what a wonderful environment God prepared for us. So one, there was no Wi-Fi, which is perfect, so kids can't really be distracted. Maybe some places have Wi-Fi, but really you can't use your phone. But there were a lot of facilities, enough to keep young people occupied. And these are all opportunities for the young people to spend time with one another and really blend. And I think that you guys are so lucky to have so many opportunities to meet other saints you've never met before. And then these saints will become your companions.
Amen.
Because going back, even though I didn't see a lot of people from my grade, I saw my companions who are younger or older than me. And we had like a really sweet fellowship. So I would encourage parents to send their children because SSOT is such a good opportunity for kids to learn how to do public speaking, do team building, practice a proper Christian living, and take care of all the practical matters through service, and really have a heart for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
The one thing I'm very impressed is that I see this time a lot of parents went and served, whether it's full time or part time. Still, we made it, right? This was the real issue of all the churches, that we tend to just give the serving ones go and take care of all our children. And this has been the issue since even when I was serving in the early times, in the 90s, with fellowshipping with Ricky, right? I wasn't married yet at that time. Think about that. And he mentioned to me that, you know, parents is very important. And we need to see this, because serving ones, although there is a gap between the serving ones and parents, at the time we see that whenever there's a problem, then the serving ones are being blamed. When everything goes well, then there's no appreciation to the serving ones. In other words, the serving ones becomes what we call, in his word at the time, that the serving one becomes the unsung hero, right? You never know. No appreciation when things went well, and goes bad, you're the first one to be blamed. That's because he already saw that Ricky at the time, based on his experience then. In Franklin, then he told me, in Franklin, you have to make sure that the parents have to get involved. As an early stage of the churches in Franklin, at that time, right, New Jersey, he said that, pointed to me that this is very crucial for you to understand. If you are successful to bringing in the parents as a serving man, then everything will be fine. That's the first step. So that is why today, when I look at what we have, right, encouraging the parents to go rather than simply serving ones going there. This is exactly what years back in the 90s that Ricky was sharing to me. Very important to see this. It's very important. Maybe today, to the parents, you go once, you think, oh wow, that's great. But to the church, it matters very much.
Amen. Amen.
Okay? We all need to take responsibility.
Amen.
Yes, serving once is great. You know, having many serving ones, but parents cannot be replaced.
Amen.
When we have parents involved, then the church becomes very healthy.
Amen.
That is why I encourage again, repeating myself, that even if you have a very young ones right now,
amen,
and you see that there is the SSOP going on or some young people's conference, even though your child hasn't been in that age, still go and see and attend.
Amen.
Because by going there, if you have that opportunity, then you will see pretty much what the church is doing to our children.
Amen.
And you will then appreciate more and learn to take care of your young ones.
Amen.
While they are still young. Okay? So don't think that young people's meeting is just for the greater and above. As parents, we have to look at it as it's a church service.
Amen.
It's a service that will build up and bring the pillar, right? Our next generation.
Amen.
And that's very crucial to the church. That is why when you talk to Ricky and say, oh, we have this many, many parents, wow, you'll see his face change, right? Of course, when you say you have this many serving ones coming, right, meaning all this, yes, he will still smile because you met, at least we met that criteria.
Amen.
Because that's the minimum thing, right? That when we were still in Franklin in the early times, we couldn't even meet that. So he looked at it, you only one serving once at a time, and you have 11 children with you, 15 children with you. What is this? But he still have his face smiling and saying, you're so welcome. But this time, I think that now it's KPBB, BB, whatever that one is. You have to see this. Seeing the serving ones to him, it's great. He will welcome it. But seeing, telling him that all these serving ones are actually parents, he will be very ecstatic.
Amen.
Because when he hears that, then he knew our church life is healthy.
Amen.
Okay. So just remember this. Parents, very crucial. Right? Sisters, very crucial. Even in Acts time, who are the ones praying? It's the sisters. So don't feel that sisters are just, oh, you need a service, brothers, then you put us there. No, you are very crucial. You are the backbone of the church.
Amen.
Even in the early days, without the sisters, there's no prayer. Brothers are all over the place, doesn't know what to do. They don't know what to do. Right? So you have to see that.
Amen.
That's why even in American culture, they say that the behind the head of the household is the queen. It's very crucial to see this. You may joke, we may say, what does that mean? That means that actually that's driving the men or women behind. It's the wife. How successful is the husband is very much related to the woman, to the wife.
Okay?
How strong is the household? It's really, yes, we say both needs to exist.
Amen.
But women is very crucial. In the church, the same thing. Sisters, you are very important. How the church becomes very healthy, it's really the backbone are the sisters.
Amen.
I hate to say this, brothers, but in reality, we are the face, but the backbone are the women, the sisters.
Amen.
We need the sisters.
Amen.
To support the brothers.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主啊，来到这边跟大家一起交通，这个非常喜乐啊。
Amen。
在台湾也是很多那个青少年的那个弟兄姊妹。然后他们也都是在这个成长的过程中。那我的孩子也是刚过青少年，他是到大学去了。然后在这段时间呢，跟他在一起那个生活啊，其实从他们身上也是获得很多。那也改变了自己。而且在这个跟小孩子的相处上啊，那个常常就是我们想要他怎么样，可是你到后来发现说他其实不是这么一回事啊。那个跟我儿子在相处上，到最后都是我跟我姊妹俩可能要先那个跪在主面前祷告，然后我们都跟孩子说你要怎样你要怎样啊，怎样才能怎样才对。但是其实他们有他们的，就说他们的想法，你要这样跟他冲突的话，其实到最后都没有办法，
是
没有办法得出一个好的结果。所以我觉得这个看到你们这样的一个这种 ABCC 啊，就是青少年有去，然后家长跟着一起去，我觉得这样的一个香条啊，一个特惠啊，真的是非常的非常棒哦。在台湾，我们还是把小孩子送去哈，把儿童送去，大人可能在家里面。但是这样借着大家在一起哈，真的是不管是青少年，不管是家长也好，大家都一同的改变，一同的那个成长。我觉得这点真的是很重要，我觉得应该把这个带回去给台湾的弟兄姊妹，让他们知道，对不对？因为我自己的亲身体验就是说，我们常常叫那些你赶快去那个聚会啊，赶快去读经啊，但是我们自己可能没有跟着他一起，对不对？然后在这世上，我们就跟他没有很好的那个交通，就会有点脱节。然后我跟我姊妹也都为这件事情在祷告，对不对？然后到最后就是要那个在主面前，一切都交给主。但是
主真的是负担我们所有一切责任的哈。那像我们刚刚诗歌所唱的哈，我们相信我们所信托的这位是谁？对，我们把我们的孩子信托给我们的神，对，他就负责他一切的责任。对，所以我们有时候看着这个样好像还不太像样的样子哈，但是我们要有那个信心呢、啊，要有那个从神来的眼光，看着说，哎，这个小孩子是属神的，对，他是神托付给我们的产业。只要在他身上能够浇灌，在他身上能够这个养育，最终神会将他生长，
对，
最终他们就会长大，生命会成熟，然后成为神的用器，
是
的，是需要有这样的一个信心。
阿门。
跟大家分享一下。
阿门。
谢谢主呢。谢谢。
我们时间不多哈。陈弟兄，要不要跟我过一下这个纲要？
啊，过一下纲要。好，感谢主。我们来到那个国商协特会，基督的扩张为了召会的建造，有六篇。那前面两篇是说到使徒的行传跟约翰福音，两卷书看出基督的扩张，然后每一篇都有基督的扩张。基督的扩增就是为了建造召会，为了召会的建造。那我们第一篇说到使徒行传的继续，基督的扩增，使徒行传没有结束，还在继续，它一直在往前。那我们都是使徒行传的一部分。阿们。使徒行传的主要的标题是凭着那里借着我们要产生召会，就是神的国的繁殖。所以基督的扩增就是带进他的繁殖，带进神家的建造。阿们。很高兴我们在这个继续里面，然后这个扩增需要借着标题第二个化，神的化扩展就使人数繁生，这个繁生也是为了基督的扩增。那第三大点说到这个继续是为了基督的扩增，阿们。那就是要我们过一个我们这些受成全的团体的神人生活，其中保罗就是我们的榜样。他在不同各样的环境里面，困境逆境，他都活基督，彰显基督，阿们。所以他是一个榜样，是基督的继续，阿们。那我们可以看使徒行传他的四个行程里面，第一个行程，第二个行程，第三个行程，第四个行程到上罗马那最后的行程，他都在彰显基督，阿们。虽然他监禁成为囚犯，但是他在船上却是主人，他向他所有船上的人保证，你们必定平安，阿们。神向他说话，做他们的保证，阿们。甚至他到了那个土人的所住的地方，他甚至医治土人的酋长，阿们。甚至他们的救主医治者都是彰显基督， 阿们。
那
我们要怎么样把这个基督的扩增能够延续下去呢？那有一个很重要的，就是使徒行传26章18节，我们可以读一下使徒行传26章18节，这个包罗万有的福音，就是第一周的周五，这里面包括七个点，就是26章18节，我差你到他们那里去，叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗转入光中，从撒旦权下转向神，又因信入我得蒙赦罪，并在一切圣别的人中得着喜悦。阿们。弟兄还加第七点，就是活在召会生活中。所以他鼓励我们为着全地的扩展，这个是完备、全备、超越的福音，不仅叫我们的眼睛得开，而且使我们从黑暗里转入光中。我们要主观的经历，不仅我们还要把这个福音传扬给周围亲人啊，从撒旦的权下转向神，阿们。而且叫我们的罪因着信入能
得着圣名，因着信路我们得着圣别，更成为与众圣徒同得这个圣别的基业。
Amen。
然后继续过我们喜乐正常的教会生活，荣耀神家的建造。
Amen。
至终呢有一个路，就是最好就叫楼房上的祷告，一个专特的祷告，不仅是海边的奉献，像彼得一样，至终他们能够在楼房上里面献上自己，120个人同心祷告，再加神的祝福，阿们，活在这个流中，阿们，这生命的流中，就今天我们所唱的诗歌，三一神的流，阿们，在这流中，百物都必活，在这流中，我们都生命能够成熟，阿们，所以愿主加深这个流，一起在这流中彼此有建造，一起在这流中生命能够成熟，迎接主的回来。何等喜乐，我们都在使徒行传的继续里面。阿们，阿们，感谢主。阿们，
我们谢谢你，谢谢你早上给我们这样的交通，然后主啊，你本来得着我们的青少年，然后让他们从小主啊能为你所用，然后主啊宝贝他们的器皿，然后主啊不可以还是向前仰望给你，然后主的话你要在这里繁增，然后你要在这里扩展你的身体，然后主啊愿你呢多多充满我们，然后让你的话从我们的身上能够满溢出去，然后在这里成为你的见证，然后主耶稣我们谢谢你，
耶稣们谢谢你，然后加添知道生命水的流，然后在流里我们就全然蒙福，继续带领我们，带领我们的青少年，带领我们的儿童们，就是保守他们成为合你使用的器皿，让我们与我们一同这样奔跑属天的赛程，然后主耶稣啊就是得着 Bucky Heights， 得着我们所有的弟兄姊妹们，得着你在这里的见证和彰显，带领我们继续的往前，使徒行传没有结束，一定在书写神圣的历史，然后主耶稣们赞美你，
没有结束，继续在写使徒行传，你要在我们里面扩增，你的话语在我们里面扩展，人数就能够加多，让这活着你的实际，做我们的内容，让我们里面永留，一生能够永留你，传福音，把人家庭的教会里建造在一起，赞美你，
赞美你，神的话扩展，人数又繁增，谢谢你扩增，我们减少，我们都更加的往前，赞美你，这福音，主耶稣啊，要扩增，蔓延。完全属你，是生命的原地，为着你家的见证，来做我们的亲朋好友。
Amen。
Amen。我们聚会就停在这里吧。
Amen。
Amen.
I want to do it. Thank you. Yeah, Thank you.